And Wellington City Council's social housing tenants may soon get ratepayer help with their rents. The council will today consider whether to extend a temporary subsidy that's currently used by very few. Some councillors want more done. Our Wellington Issues reporter Kirsty Frame has more.
Wellington City Council's social housing arm is in trouble, and some short-term fixes are now on the table. One of those is already available, but it's not widely in use. The Affordable Rent Limit Subsidy is a six-month reduction for tenants in financial hardship. A new report shows more than 600 tenants are eligible, but only 42 are receiving it. Councillor Jill Day explains why.
So few tenants at the moment are receiving this subsidy because it hasn't been fully funded. So we can't really widely advertise it because there isn't enough funding there.
The report recommends expanding the subsidy to all eligible tenants for 12 months. Councillor Jill Day says the subsidy buys some time.
Our notice of motion is really addressing the immediate issue, and it gives tenants breathing space while the council and government investigate options to solve that bigger financial sustainability challenge.
The subsidy is estimated to cost about $800,000 a year. It could be added to the council's existing deficit or be rate funded. In addition, a rent freeze could be rolled out next year at a cost of $1.6 million. The subsidy could increase rates by 0.2% and a rent freeze by 0.4%. The rent freeze option has not been recommended in the report. Mayor Andy Foster says the council's focus is still on a long-term fix for its housing.
It's helpful in reducing the cost to some of our tenants, but it obviously exacerbates the problem for council's housing business unit. So it's a temporary measure rather than anything more substantive to deal with the fundamental long-term problem.
Some councillors last night put forward an amendment for the housing cost to be absorbed by rates until a more permanent solution is in place. It also includes a public endorsement of the tenant-led campaign for the government's income-related rent subsidy. Councillor Tamitha Paul says there needs to be a clear signal about what the council aims to do to fix its housing problems.
Affordable rent limit subsidy is a really good idea. The rent freeze is essential, but we believe it should be rates funded. And that's because if we borrow from the existing deficit, we will plunge city housing further into disarray.
Kirsty Frame with that report there.